Many people think that after Carl Perkins made rock and roll history with Blue Suede Shoes, his career fell apart with a bunch of lousy records. There were some bad ones, as rock historian Ed Ward points out, but he says there are also some overlooked masterpieces.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
To most people, Carl Perkins seems like a tragic one-hit wonder. Signed to Sun Records after his wife Valda heard Elvis on the radio and remarked that it sounded like what Carl and his brothers were playing in their band, he hit big with Blue Suede Shoes in January 1956. By then, Elvis had left Sun, and the label went full-time into making Carl Perkins a star. But that March, with the song at the top of the charts, Carl and his brothers were driving to New York to appear on Perry Como's TV show and had a bad wreck. Carl sat in the hospital and watched Elvis perform the song on TV instead. 2 years later, Carl was off Sun. Columbia, looking for the next Elvis, signed him. Unfortunately, like most major labels at the time, they had no idea what rock and roll really was. Blue suede shoes? Footwear. Here, Carl, record this.
Well, there's a brand new style going round. A hypnotizer, cats in town, living in a walking dream. A pointy toe, and that's a, what I mean, I said, pointy toes are coming back again, uh-huh. Pointy toes are coming back again. Well, everything's all right when I got them on my feet. I say the point's coming back again.
That didn't get it. Well, then, Tina Parrell.
Well, she goes strutting down the street in her sophisticated style. The way she's dressed was knocking them wild. The cats started gazing till they called her out. Her pink pedal pushers was knocking them out. She wears a pink pedal pusher. Pink pedal pushers. Her pink pedal pushers has made her the queen of them all.
No, well, how about this?
Levi jacket. Shirt.
Poor Carl. He seemed like some sort of fetishist. And worse, Levi jacket and a long tail shirt didn't even have him playing guitar. And that's what he did best.
I'm a packing my suitcase. I'm a leaving this city. Gonna find me a girl. Big world, the many they call the unhappy girls.
Unfortunately, The Unhappy Girls in 1961 was one of his last records at Columbia. In those days of Brill Cream teen idols, he was an unruly hillbilly who rocked too hard, drank, and popped pills. He toured, played Blue Suede Shoes night after night, and was on the verge of quitting altogether when two things happened. Patsy Cline had a hit with So Wrong, a country song he'd written, and, well, the Beatles. They idolized him. They recorded his songs. In 1964, Perkins toured England and was treated like a god, and he cut some sides there with the Nashville Teens. It took him a while, but helped by Johnny Cash and his family, he got his life together, and in 1968, Carl had another hit.
Well, I walked up to the window. I said, give me a ticket, please. She said, where to, mister? I said, that's all right with me, honey. I'm just restless. I need to get on out of town. I need to go right now. Take me where the living's easy, baby, that's where I'll be found.
I said, honey, till that driver put his big foot.
True, it was only a country hit, but it showed he still had it. Encouraged, he cut some country sides which were beautiful, but weren't really hits. Today, Carl Perkins is healthy, happy, still married to Valda, and playing guitar better than ever. If you get a chance, go see him. He performs with two of his sons, and they'll make you believe that the Perkins guitar magic is hereditary.
Ed Ward is a writer now living in Germany.